I know that what's in these plastic cups isn't going to. Kids on the lawn, stuck in pairs of two.
The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. If they're a benefit, it's not my problem.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
Could learn from this guy, again. He's a goddamn one-man slaughterhouse. That's what he is.
For the unwary fly, love is the life, is the best. Strength of the man.
Close your eyes and call me anywhere. Baby girl, you know I'll soon be there.
By Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon.
3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together, we can educate the community on how to be better for our Asian Americans and ensure a safe and welcoming country. Visit stopaapihate.org for more information.
Why do you say you feel trapped in a man's body?
Nostalgia hit me.
Well, sometimes I get the menstrual cramps real hard.
Hey, these blow up in a funny shape at all?
Well, no, unless round is funny. How could I forget you
were stunning? What? Are you kidding? We got us a family here. Perfection,
heaven's very essence. That you were a shining star to me.
Hello, Oni. Welcome to Hour 2. This is the 5 o'clock hour. Last hour. I think I'm supposed to have more trainees, but I don't know if they're coming because the three of them just came for this one. So, yeah, I'm going to keep it going. I got two more hours with y'all because I got, I'm doing an interview at 6 o'clock with, Orange Grove, and they're going to destroy the studio. That's the plan. So, yeah, the Orange Grove is just, they're going to destroy the studio. Not a big deal. Get excited. You definitely have to get excited. But yeah, and then they're gone. We're gonna have more fun. This is the third installment of Obscurities with Magna Chanel. How y'all feeling tonight? How y'all feeling tonight? How y'all feeling tonight? No, this is an emergency siren. How y'all feeling? Yo, I hope y'all feeling good. I hope y'all feeling good. Yes, Hearing Damage by Tom York.
Well, I suppose I'm deranged, but I guess I just have to call. Cover your ears, darling. I'm your huckleberry.
In vino veritas.
I take what Ajis.
Isn't that a daisy?
I have two guns, one for each of you. Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave. What an ugly thing to say.
Correct, sir. That is correct, sir.
We're gonna have to blow the computer.
That is correct, sir.
We're gonna have to blow the computer.
Trumpetos and butter and dragging through the garden.
Take your wife. I want the kids in bed by night. I want the dog fed, the yard watered, and the gate locked. And get a note to the milkman. No more cheese.
Don't talk about my pigs. They use a nutshell.
always said no.
Going too fast?
Oh, it's not the speed really so much. I just wish I hadn't drunk all that cough syrup.
Oh, my.
You know?
Oh.
Are you habitually using drugs, stimulants, alcohol?
Do you think I'm acting like this because I'm egocentric?
Good morning.
King of Sexual Awareness Week and is a
1 minute past.
Aren't you going too fast?
Oh, it's not the speed, really, so much. I just wish I hadn't drunk all that cough syrup this morning, you know?
Hello, Loni. You just heard a bunch of random stuff. I've been in my own world for the past 5 minutes, or actually 20. Wow, that's how that goes. We heard After Tom York, we heard Soon by My Bloody Valentine, Into Red River by Salem, one of my new favorite groups, Witch House. I wouldn't even call them a group, but more like an idea. They're weird. Four listeners of, like, I don't even know, bro, like Blade, I guess, if you like Blade, or like someone say White Ring, if you know them. It's kind of like Witch House-y, if that makes sense. When I say that word, no one really understands what it is. But oh my god, I forgot exactly what I needed to play. Okay, this is gonna take a crazy turn this episode. No, okay, I'm going to do that one first, and then we're going to kind of go dancey. If you want to dance at home, I'm not going to say no. I can't really say no, but if you want to dance, dance. If you want to... And if you want to leave, take good care. Anybody watch... you ever watch Skins? Really? No. Bruh, in Skins, there's this song, and it's like... And if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you find a lot of good friends out there. Just know that you know that there's a lot of bad everywhere. Hold on. I can't believe you don't know what I'm talking about right now.
I know the song.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Isn't it just Take Care? I thought.
Take me to church. No. Yo, that show is crazy. Skins is a really good show. I almost said a bad word. Skins is a really good show. I recommend it fully. It's a great show. Also, my dad's definitely not calling in. I sent him the number. What happened? He was?
No, he wants the cure.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really. Not that I don't want the cure, but like I don't really want the cure. I don't even know. What was I talking about? Skins?
Wild World.
Wild World. Oh, I want to listen to that just because. Hold on. And then we could go into a dance world. But I want to listen to Wild World. Because it's so funny. It's like, hold on. This song is really, really funny. We're going to listen to this. But I'm only going to put it on the part that I want to hear because I'm annoying.
Dude, who told me about this song?
That's crazy.
Yeah, Bernie called me to find fun and got involved.
I had good songs. Couldn't help it. But Little Billy's not the only one. There's also a little Jason. Once again this year, I'll be sponsoring a fatherless family. Every city I'm born with.
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, Mr. McCracken's already there.
Jonathan, we're on a fly pattern all the way to the goal.
Wisconsin.
Swiss Army knife. The Swiss trained me to kill, and I will do it. I will grab these guys by the neck, take the toothpick, and stick it right in between their teeth.
Thanks so much.
I'm truly sorry, Your Honor.
So we're all dog faces. We're all very, very different. But there is one thing that we all have in common. We were all stupid enough to enlist in the army. We're mutants. There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
Hello. All right. I have a special guest on line one. Speak
Hello.
Up. State your name and business. What's up?
My name is Donald Chanel. I'm Magnus's. Mini Magnus.
He's little Mini Magnus. You're not Mini Magnus. You're your own person, bro. Come on. Hold on. Wait. Say your name. Say your name.
Donald Joseph Chanel.
All right, I had there was a whole audience, so I was just clapping for you. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
What do you think of All Red?
What did I think of All Red? You're talking about Playboi Carti's new single?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I enjoyed it, bro. Like, to be honest, like, I didn't really like it that much. Like,
can I tell you something?
I'm being real. Like, what? Speak your truth.
I heard that leak 2 years ago.
No, you did not hear that 2 years ago, bro. What are you talking about? You heard that leak 2 years ago, bro. I was playing Playboi Carti in my car for you 2 years ago, bro. What?
I was listening to a whole... You don't know. I was listening to a whole lot of Red when it dropped.
Oh, yeah? Bro, come on, bro.
No, I listened to that snippet 2 years ago, dude.
2 years ago. Did you really?
Yeah. And when I heard... Upside down cross tat on my neck.
Upside down cross is tat on my neck. Hold up. What does he say?
I heard that and it's over, bro.
I didn't like it that much, though, and I thought it was very interesting. This is a current issue. Like, I could put this on my... I'm going to put this down as a current issue. I thought it was interesting how he didn't release any of the other singles on streaming at all. Like, I thought it was so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, you know why? And then I was talking to my good friend Diego about it. Shout out Diego. Fart Blicky. Shout out Fart Blicky. Diego said that... I was talking to him about it, and I told him... This was 2 nights ago. I told him the exact same thing I just told you, where I thought it was weird that Cardi didn't drop the other singles that he dropped on streaming, and this is the only one he dropped on streaming. Like, why is that? And I was talking to Diego, and I was like, it makes more sense now because he put those songs on YouTube. That's raw money, bro. He doesn't have to wait for no penny checks from Spotify. Like,
yeah,
you know what
dude.
I mean? That's raw YouTube YouTube revenue. Raw revenue. He just got all those streams. Like, that's a million streams on his YouTube channel. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah, exactly.
He
it's
can't really... Like, he doesn't have to
it's
split that with nobody.
Spotify.
What happened?
It would be way more money than what he would make from, like, Spotify and other streaming services.
Exactly. And he would make more money doing... sorry, these headphones are being weird. He would make money if he dropped the album, he would make money, but there's a lot of stuff that he would have to do if he dropped an album. So he'd have to go on tour to make money. He'd have to sell merch to make money. He'd have to be an actual artist, which he never likes to do. So realistically, like, he got a bag from doing that YouTube stuff. And, like, all the Instagram, like, you probably make money off Instagram if you're getting millions of streams. Like, do you?
Yeah.
If you get, like, millions of views.
You're signed up for, like, the program thing.
Yeah, you get
which he is.
That's crazy. Wait, what? Business profile?
I think so.
Something like that. But, yeah, like, I think it's so interesting. I think it's so crazy that he's just chilling now. And he doesn't even have to drop. He literally is just playing the industry. I think he's, like, playing us like sheep, bro. I think that's what he's doing because
trash singles to get us hyped.
What happened?
Playing trash singles to get us hyped for that.
It's like over. It's like everlasting hype. It doesn't. It never ends. It's like everyone's so excited all the time. I feel like he's like playing into the idea that, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like
even when he's not making music, everybody's still so hyped.
Everyone's so excited about Playboi Carti to the fact that like I don't even think that he even like he obviously doesn't care about his fans at this point. And I think that
he's like Prince.
I wouldn't even consider him. I wouldn't even compare him to Prince. I feel like
which would be like out of the.
Oh well, yeah. I don't really know a lot about Prince, but I know a lot about Playboi Carti. like I just think he's so interesting, and I do think that he's like kind of. It's almost. It seems a little devilish in a way. You know what I mean?
He's like playing the industry right now.
He's playing the industry. He's playing on the fact that everyone like. In the underground, thinks of him as a god. Like, he's playing to the fact that, like, all these people are waiting on him to drop. So, that post he made on his Finsta, like, yo, I was trying to play, NYPD shut me down. Like, no, they did not shut you down, bro. Like, what?
They
like,
down, bro. There's no way that actually happened.
There's no way that happened. I saw that. What?
I think they did shut him down.
You think?
They're kicking all the fans outside.
You know a lot about Playboi Carti?
I would say so.
Bro, get on the mic, bro. Come on. Talk to me, bro. Come on. Tell me something. Mic 2. Is that mic 3? Mic 3, mic 3. My friend here, my trainee, knows a lot about Playboi Carti, Donnie. He's going to get in this, on this conversation. Logan, introduce yourself.
Do I have headphones?
No. Actually, wait, yeah. Plug these into that output over there. You see that right there coming out of the thing? Right next to the CD? That, yeah. This is good because I didn't have a lot of music planned for this hour, so we could talk about Playboi Carti forever. But I do think that like he's kind of manipulating the industry, and I like to his favor, of course. But Logan, you could talk about what you want to talk about. What do you want to say?
I'm Logan.
Logan, this is my little brother on the line. Can you hear him? Donnie, talk.
What's up?
Yeah, I can hear him.
All right, word. Logan, go shoot.
Talk about what?
Playboi Carti.
Your take on Carti.
I mean, he's been, like, doing this an entire career, I feel like.
I agree.
He even did with Whole Lotta Red and all that, but I don't know.
I didn't like it at first, but then I really started liking it. Like,
yeah?
Later.
I am a big Whole Lotta
Christmas, I did not like
it. I'm a massive Whole Lotta Red fan. John Lean doesn't like Whole Lotta Red.
No, and then I started liking it after. Like, when I heard it first, I didn't like it that much. It was more like my taste grew.
Interesting. Wait, what were you going to say, Donnie?
I actually love Whole Lotta Red.
I loved it when it dropped, and I don't know. I don't know.
I can't
do you
say
like Playboi Carti?
I've never really listened to it.
Really?
Yeah, no, I didn't hear a Whole Lotta Red.
You never heard a Whole Lotta Red?
Well, I've heard of it.
You never heard it. I see what you're saying. You got anything to say?
I didn't like Whole Lotta Red at all at first.
See?
And then, but even then, like, I don't like the first half at all.
Really?
But I think the second half is really good. Like, Punk Monk.
Star,
I Love You, I Hate You
is a good song.
Over is really good. New Neon,
I think is my favorite.
That's old, though.
New Neon is
I
old.
Like Place a
Place
lot.
Is, Place is a good song.
Place is really good.
I think Die for Guy might be one of my favorites.
Oh, I love Die for Guy, too. But, like, Rockstar Made, I can't.
Rockstar.
Stop Breathing, I can't.
Stop Breathing, I can't. I agree with that fully. And those are the ones that people are hyped
for. The Kanye song? No.
I liked the Kanye song when I recently reheard it. I don't really like Metamorphosis
as well, and I really, really liked it.
I heard the Kanye song, I heard it, and I did enjoy it heavily. Like recently.
Which song?
The Go to the Moon.
Go to the Moon. You know what song I really One song I really do like that a lot of people don't like is TNX.
TNX.
With Future, I love TNX.
We are X, we are Code.
15.
Oh my god, wait. I'm going to try to play that for 5 seconds cuz I can't play it with the curses, but I can play it with I think it actually is in I think it's a there's a clean version.
There's a clean Whole Lotta Red.
Yeah, there is. On Apple Music at least, I know.
But no, I liked cuz I like a lot of the Cardi singles. I really liked Different Day, like Every Day.
I didn't like that. I don't really. The only recent Cardi thing I like kind of like was 2024.
Yeah?
That was about it, though.
That was produced by Kanye, which makes sense because he's a Kanye fan. He's a Kanye fan.
I wouldn't say I'm a Kanye fan.
You wouldn't say a fan? I'm a big
Kanye. I like his old music a lot, but like the new past. Stuff, yeah.
You didn't like Donda?
Past Yeezus.
Well, you can't even say that you're a Kanye fan. Now I'm bugging. I'm still in 2020. I'm still in like 2020. You can't even say you're a Kanye fan nowadays. Yeah, like if you say you're a Kanye fan, it's over. Canceled. John Lean canceled.
Guys, I swear I'm not a Kanye fan.
My little brother's actually the biggest Kanye fan, though, low-key.
I don't agree what he says.
Donnie anti-Semite confirmed.
Name one genius that ain't crazy.
Name one genius that ain't crazy. Hey.
I like some of the Gaga songs.
What was I going to do? Wait. I was gonna try to play Teenax. Play Cardi. I can't find a clean Teenax, but at the same time.
Do you have on Apple Music?
No, I don't.
Ah.
Whatever.
You can play like the intro, I think.
Whatever. I'm not gonna play it. I don't really care.
I wouldn't even risk it.
I'm not gonna play it.
You should go.
I'm not gonna play it. No, I'm kidding. Great song though, to be honest with you. Meh is a great song though.
Hell
like
no.
Meh? You don't like Meh?
Hell
like
nah.
It's okay. Meh is a great song.
Nah. Like Jump Out the House, I don't like.
Jump Out the House. I was talking to someone about it recently, Donnie. You would be interested in this take. I was talking to my friend Diego actually about it recently, and he was saying that when you listen to Whole Lotta Red, like. It strikes you. I think I brought this up in the conversation, but it strikes you when you listen to Whole Lotta Red that like the so many of the songs like, and I heard this in interviews. So many of the songs were made the night before.
Oh yeah, I seen that. It was New Tank. I know New Tank was the confirmed one. I forgot the other couple songs.
I think it was definitely New Tank, Jump Out the House, Stop Breathing, and Rockstar. No, Man, to be honest.
I think Jump Out the House is early in the year.
Really?
I think. Do you know the VT songs?
Rockstar Made was old.
That's what he's saying, yeah. Did you just say that?
Oh, I was talking about Jump Out the House.
Oh, so Rockstar Made and Jump Out the House were old, but.
Rockstar Made's old?
According to Donnie. Sure. I don't like Vamp Anthem at all.
I don't like Vamp Anthem at all, too. I like King Vamp, though, a lot.
I like literally every song. Every single song is liked besides Vamp Anthem.
Really?
Yeah. I like every fucking...
Even like Sky?
I like Sky, too. I like... Wait, no. Sky is a good song.
No, I can't... I don't know what it is about it.
Slayer?
Nah.
I'm a rock star. I'm gonna go Slayer. You could not have joined Slayer, Playboi Carti. What are you talking about? I don't really like the. I'm also peeking. I'm peeking. I don't like the like. I don't like the idea. Are you still on the line, Donnie?
Yeah.
I don't like the like rock star, the quote unquote rock star lifestyle that like.
Like,
rappers or
like Uzi?
Uzi? Yes.
I don't like the rock star lifestyle, period. Like, I don't think that... I don't like the fact that when people think of musicians, they think of drug, sex, and rock and roll. Like, like that at
all. Wait, didn't, like Yeet say you wanted to be a rock star? I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't even know. But whatever, what'd you say, Donnie?
I'm riding the tank.
You don't know what I mean. But I don't like the fact that, like... A rock star to these people is like, I'm going to do a lot of drugs and do a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't have to be that way. Like, why can't, like, I think it's so, I'm so inspired by classical musicians because I think it's so funny that people just sat in their house all day and just like, you know what I'm saying, Donnie?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me tell a story. You know Bach and his well-tempered clavier?
What about it?
There's like 900 songs in there, right?
Yeah.
How do you sit there and write 900 songs?
Bro, because he wasn't doing anything else. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The fact that...
He jumps 900 yards, Cody jumps one.
Yeah, it's like... like, the fact that these people were doing nothing besides making music, making music, making music. Like, that is inspiring. Like, these people who are like, I'm a rock star, blah, 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 rock star. Like, I don't like it. Like, right? You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
you're not a rock star, you're a drug addict, to be quite frank. And I don't think that you, like, I don't know. It's just, it makes me upset sometimes. I wrote a paper on that my freshman year, actually, about, like, the separation of music and drugs. Because, like, I felt like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about this on air, to be honest with you. But I felt that, as a young musician, I felt influenced by what a lot of people were doing in the industry. In a negative way, you know what I mean? Like, it affected me in a negative way. So it's like, kids jump on the idea of this rock and rock star lifestyle. Like, I'm gonna, like, do a bunch of drugs and make songs. Like, no, that's not how it works, you know? Like, you need to put time and effort into your craft, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Amen. are you agreeing, or are you making fun of me?
I totally agree. What do you mean?
Good.
Back to Carter.
Back to Cardi. No, I'm kidding. I got like, what did you say, Donnie?
Speaking of the well-tempered clavier, I gotta go.
All right, go. I'm gonna play songs. We've been talking for like 10 minutes. That's not good air. All right, I'm gonna play some Snow Strippers. Bye, Donnie. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna give you a good exit. Are you still on?
Yeah.
All right, Donnie. I'll see you later. Bye. Yeah. All right, now that he's gone, I'm just kidding. That was a good conversation. Thank you, Logan, for putting your input. I'm going to play some Snow Strippers now. Y'all like Snow Strippers? Y'all know about Snow Strippers? No? You never heard of Snow Strippers? Tell me this is not So 2014. This is the best song ever. This is So What If I'm a Freak by the Snow Strippers.
Much nicer than people.
He said,
Go back inside.
I like these calm little moments before the storm.
Hello, everyone. Just wait a few minutes. I'm going to have a very nice surprise for you all in a few minutes. Just be very good. Be good boys and girls.